When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, it's going to be a turbulent ride. I'm going to put some pressure. I'm going to put some pressure on some people in this studio. Connor's on the board. It's going to be like Crazy Taxi. Bumper cars. Oh, boy. What are we starting?
Such an underrated game.
Oh, it is a very underrated game. No, it's always good to see Carter. Spadoni is out. Lubman is running around. I saw his hands like shaking when he was passing me the papers. That's why I asked him if he was all right. It's like, boy, he is locked in. All right, Warriors are locked in. Well, maybe not. Stephen Curry and Draymond Green are out tonight against the Houston Rockets. We'll see if one of those guys can go against Minnesota. We're still waiting on the MRI results for Draymond Green. Tari Eason out for the Houston Rockets. We got Niner stuff. We got a lot of things to get to. Shout out to those watching on YouTube as well. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. My boy Marquise hit me up last. Y'all gotta get to chat up. And I sent you guys a video of him making his cameo in the 1,000-pound best friend or best 1,000-pound best friends or whatnot.
Well, my mom was watching something yesterday called 1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah, they got that too. TLC that
one. Oh, it's a different show. I was like, mom, like literally, I came home because she was watching the little guy. And Wednesdays is her day, and I'm like, were you listening to the show today? She's like, what? What are you talking about? And I was like, why are you watching the show? She was like, because I like this show. And I was like, what is going on?
I had no idea about the show, but my boy made the season finale.
Yeah.
So he's like, stay tuned. We FaceTimed on Thanksgiving. And Anna's sitting there. It's like, so you got to give me details. And I'm like, whoa. You got to wait till the season finale.
Yeah, there's NDAs.
Right, exactly. And he's like, you got to wait on that. Just tune in and watch. So anyway.
Ah, God, I'm so fired up.
Why? Packers and Lions?
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Warriors and Rockets? Niners and Bears?
Oh, my.
Are you getting a little worried about the Bears?
Sharks and Lightning.
Tampa Bay's a tough team. They've got some cups. There's no doubt about it. Tampa Bay's good. Tampa Bay, this is good. I'm going to tune in on the Sharks because I have the night off tonight from NBC. So I'll be locked in on the couch. I'll have the quad box going. Hopefully they do the quad. Oh, no. Packers and Lions are on Amazon.
Yeah.
Damn, I hate. You know, I like Amazon. I respect it. But the fact that you have to go into the app.
I know.
And you can't use your channel, so.
They found a way to make me watch commercials.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't go anywhere,
so
right?
I think I'm going to do Lions Packers laptop, and I'll do Warriors Rockets and whatever else on the big screen.
Oh.
I think that's how I got to roll today.
Okay. I like that.
You know, the Amazon thing, you got to go in.
No, I know. Well, and then they always ask me, like, do you want to start from the beginning? No, I want to, like, go right back to now.
I have to say, the rewind button feature on Amazon
is better than YouTube.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I disagree. Because YouTube, you go back in 15-second increments.
Yeah, yes.
You can't do that on Amazon.
No, you hold it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that. You hold it, and it goes too far back.
Have you ever done the Amazon one where it's like all statistics and...
Oh, the NetGen stuff?
Yeah, NetGen. I was trying to think what it was called.
I did it one time.
It's kind of cool.
It's not bad. And then now on Amazon, they highlight who's blitzing.
Yes.
Which is funny how they could dissect. I was like, wait, they could Kirk Herbstreit knows who's blitzing?
It's pretty cool. Sharks Broadcast is doing these, like, I would call it like a silhouette. I don't even know what the way to describe it. It almost is like a video game circular shadow box Macklin Celebrini, correct? Sam, how would you describe it?
I would say just like highlight. Like, they put a little circle around Celebrini or Will Smith so you know, like, where they are on the ice.
So, for, like, breaking down, see his breaking down film on
the show. You guys do that, too. Sometimes. Yes.
That's what they're doing with Macklin Celebrini.
It's pretty cool.
You just kind of watch them. Or, like, you know, ESPN and TNT were doing this, where they just have the name while the guy's got the puck. And they're like, who's skating with the puck right now that has the name right there? So, the Hawk, and they've taken that, I think, from the video game as well, because the video game... had a little bit of that. NHL, very underrated.
NHL Live 95.
It's a classic.
Was it Hits?
No, it was Live 95.
It was such a fun game.
It was NHL 95 and Sega Genesis and Jaromir Jagr, Mario Lemieux were like a cheat code with the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Red Wings had their line, and Steve Yzerman and company. So,
look at you flex the hockey muscle.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, dude.
I'm impressed.
So, when Fox not only got football, and we're all over the place as we start tomorrow, trust me, we'll get into what's going on around here, but when Fox first got the football package, a few years later, remember they got the hockey package.
They did. They went with the red circular like streaks on the hockey puck.
Yes, and they would have Saturday afternoon games.
Absolutely.
The Sharks would be part of those games and the Red Wings and everything. So I started locking in on hockey. I had basic TV anyway, so I was like, what else am I going to watch? And so I was in on hockey for a long, long time. Florida Panthers used to throw the rats with this. Who was the goalie? Van Beesbrook or something? Van Beesbrock, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
They got swept in the finals, and they were throwing rats at the old Miami Arena.
Wow.
Now, kind of fell off of hockey. Now we're all back on board.
Well, they've made some subtle changes to their game.
They have. Back with Celebrini.
Well, you know, the various icing calls and things like that. Magic at bat can do it for people in baseball.
Oh, well, here we go. Here we go.
You know, you said you wanted to start off where we're all over the place. Let's have fun. There's a new segment I want to unveil.
Real quick, because you're not going to get away with that. Because every time you bring it up, I'm going to have a rebound.
I love just needling you.
No, you're not needling with me. I opened up Facebook this morning. First status I see, Bip Roberts. Oh, my gosh. I got to. And I meant to send this when I was like, oh, I'm going to bring
this up. What
did Bip say?
I'm sure he hates it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at some point, when it gets to two strikes with a batter, Hold on. Two strikes. Can I bring my closer in for one pitch to strike him out? I mean, what are we doing here?
Wait.
It's two strikes. You got an underhand toss to the plate. Like, come on. When does this stop?
Well, okay. I agree. It's an absurd notion on the surface. But simultaneously, can we at least acknowledge that, like, had Warren Spahn and Juan Marichal been notified after going 16 innings in a game where Willie Mays hits the game-winning home run. Again, the starters went 16 innings. Had I told them, hey, there's going to be a time in 2010 where the Giants are going to call on a lefty reliever to come out and get one guy out. And then they're going to go to a righty, and he's going to get one guy out. And then he's going to come out of the game, and then we're going to go to another guy who's going to get another one guy out. Like, I agree. The magic at-bat is absurd. But simultaneously, there's been some evolution of the game that is also absurd to the older, keener eye from yesteryear.
No doubt.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm intrigued by the proposition.
Leon Roberts is his name. Bip Roberts on Facebook. To go to that bat? Really? Please, man, leave the game alone. There's something called a pinch hitter for wanting to change a hitter in the lineup during a game. Shake my head. Shake my head. So, Rob Manfred I saw the Stugatz bit back in 2015 where Stugatz
we actually have that on the
bat.
Board.
Do you have it on the board?
Yeah, we pulled
Do
it.
Do you have it on board?
So it's funny because David Sampson is arguing with Stugatz about how David Sampson claims pitch clock and banning the shift. All these things have been talked about in league circles at the winter meetings year after year because they have like a competition committee year after year. And David Sampson's claiming that he came up with the idea with other people inside of baseball.
David
and Stugatz had Rob Manfred on about a decade ago. And here's what he said to Rob Manfred.
Hold on. Could David Sampson take a playoff?
Oh,
he's so innovative that he's out of the league right now, podcasting.
Well, I mean,
the guy can't even walk down a block on College Street down
the South. He didn't say he invented it. My bad. Maybe I misrepresented what he said. Was saying that the competition committee had brought up all these crazy ideas, right? And some of them are completely absurd. One of them that he was saying is like, hey, we need to go to 32 teams, which is what they want to do, have two extra expansion teams, eight divisions of four teams, have playoffs, cut it down to 100 games. Like, all these things that they've been trying to get to.
The funny thing about expansion is we can't field rotations with five legit starters,
which is
so I'm going to add two more teams, and I get why they would add the teams. Yeah. The NBA is thinking about doing the same thing because you get that expansion check,
exactly,
that billion-dollar check, baby.
Well, and then you're selling more programming to networks, exactly. And so what they want to do is reduce the amount of regular season games, increase the amount of playoffs, sell the playoff package. You know, they can make more money. So here's what Stu Gotts had 10 years ago, essentially, said to Rob Manfred. Let's play that sound.
I'll do it right here.
Baseball, when I go to a Marlins game, I'm only going to see four at-bats at Stanton. So I want to implement what I like to call the magic at-bat, where each manager at any time during the game can go with, because, Commissioner, I'm not going to see a pitcher hit. I'm not going to see a shortstop hit. I'm going to see Stanton hit. So four to five magic at-bats for each manager, where he can put Stanton in whenever he wants. And
speed it up!
And there's smoke, and the kids love magic, Commissioner.
You're wasting this man's time!
What do you think?
I'm with your friend. You're wasting my time.
Yes.
I think that's a crazy idea.
But you would agree, more time the stars are on the field, the better for baseball.
Really? You're going to continue to argue this? You're really going to continue to argue this?
Let me give you a really serious answer about a suggestion like that. We are very open to the idea of making changes to the game. We see pace of game as one example of it. We see instant replay from last year as another example of it. When you make those changes, I think it's always important to ask yourself the question as to whether you are interfering with the history and the traditions of the game. And I think the suggestion that you just floated would fall squarely in the category of would interfere with the history and traditions of the game.
So that's a maybe.
No.
I mean, look, I know it sounds absurd. And believe me, I understand that I'm kind of teasing and poking and prodding. I'm a baseball purist. But we all acknowledge, like, the game is not played the same way it is now as it was in 1950. I was telling Carter, I go, Carter, when I grew up playing ball, we had four helmets as a team, okay? Four helmets. You scored, you took the helmet off, and you handed it to the guy who was coming up to the plate. Now, every kid, forget the bigs, the kids have elbow guards, wrist guards, double Bruce bolts, helmets, shin guards. You could crowd the plate and not worry about getting ripped into the wrist.
Carter's laughing. Like, what
am I wrong?
Because kids have more access to equipment.
No, the equipment is out of control. They're using hype fires. They're using metal.
I know.
What? I'm just saying, the game has evolved dramatically. The bases are bigger. That's been a big success. We're seeing speed on the base pass. They've reintroduced speed on the base pass. Big success. We went with pace of play. He was talking about it 10 years ago. I think the pitch clock has been a smashing success. Execs love it.
A lot of people like the pitch clock. Some people think the games are too quick. People think you can't get into the game. There's not a lot of people on board with that.
I think that's a quiet minority.
They're not quiet about it. A lot of people are not on board with the extra inning, second base, place your run on second base, and it's it.
I think it's been a smashing success. No one needs 5-hour games on a Tuesday night.
I miss 5-hour games, though. I miss, like, 17-inning dramas. Like, remember that A's-Angels game? It was like, what was it, 2016, 2017? I was up on that, like, as a bachelor. I was like, man, this is awesome. I got baseball until 1 in the morning, and you're live betting the hell out of it. Hopefully somebody winning. It's not like it happens every game. We act like 17-inning games happen every single day. No, it's a one-off. There's exceptions to the rules. You may get a 12-inning game. You may get a 13-inning game. Now we're just like, you know what? Fruit Snacks Capri Suns, go on second base. Let's go ahead and get the game. Like, you know, I don't mind it.
It's like we're going to the game just so we can go home from the game at this point.
When you're at those
long games, years ago, I was at that Giants-Rockies 18-inning game. Stayed till the very end because there's fireworks afterwards. Like, those games are so much fun because people do leave. And then when you have, like, a very empty ballpark at, like, 11:30 midnight, it just gets weird. And that's fun to be at. Like, it's a fun experience that you don't get with the extra runners.
With the games nowadays, you can make make the argument that it takes you longer to get to the game and get home from the game than actually watching the game.
Which is ridiculous.
Guys, I've been trying to explain to you for the longest time. I love you both. The amount of people who go to games versus the amount of people watching games on their couch is a drop in the bucket, okay? And so to think that the game should be curated just for those attending the game, like, that's short-sighted. That's not how business is working.
We're not saying that, but sometimes at home we're like, damn, you get up, you go to the bathroom, and you come back. Wait a minute, I missed two innings? What the hell's going on here?
Every rule change is going to be for television, right? Like, whether it's the NFL, whether it's the NBA, whether it's soccer, whether it's Major League Baseball. They're going to put in rules either for player safety to enhance television products, to keep superstars on the field. They're trying to make it better.
The quiet minority is speaking, Lubman. The quiet minority is speaking on a Comcast business.
Oh, because you got a text. That's confirming.
No.
Those are my people.
We got three texts here.
Okay.
Just bring the Savannah Beta and his baseball to the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's Savannah.
Then if y'all want one, Brandon Moss walked off that game in 19 innings, 4-5. Clock sucks, pitch out limits, man on second base sucks, 3-minute batter sucks.
Okay.
Bring back baseball.
Okay.
There's a lot of people like us that want old school baseball.
Before the pitch clock, the umpires did have like the authority to enforce their own pace of play during games, but for some reason they just never did.
Right. Look,
I don't know why we didn't just lean on that more.
Sam, have you watched less baseball? You are a diehard baseball purist, quote unquote. Have you watched less baseball since the implementation?
By innings or by time?
Just period. Have you watched less?
Well, technically I'm watching less baseball because these games are going by faster.
Oh, that's a good point. But
no, to your point, Shasky,
I'm
going to answer your question. I had to get here's my serious answer. No, I still watch the games, but like,
so
just
what
been, like, that's
about?
But you know,
I'm complaining about the product. It's a lackluster product
because I don't want to sound unintelligent here. The pitch clock was implemented in the playoffs, right?
Yeah,
pitch clock. So now the drama that we used to have in these playoff games between pitches, where a pitcher is just rattled, and you hear the crowd, and you're just like,
game one of the
sweaty.
World Series was one of the greatest games that's been played in the last 25 years.
It was great.
It had nothing. You could call a timeout on both ends. You could step off the rubber, and you could step out of the box. I think that there was nothing lost. The 7th, 8th, 9th inning of game one was as good of television as I've watched this year. It was unbelievable.
I don't know about that. Got NFL playoff games.
Okay.
NBA basketball. I don't know about that. But anyway, it was great. Yankees Dodgers. We got the perfect score.
I think game one of the World Series was better than the NBA Finals, but that's my personal. Game one. Just game one was better than any individual game of the NBA Finals.
Maybe.
Game one was awesome.
Maybe. Game one was awesome.
It was awesome. That's a one off. But like, no one was complaining after that game. You know what we were talking about? We were talking about the strategy of who you were going to late in the game. We were talking about defensive liabilities.
We were talking about Aaron Boone taking out Garrett Cole,
yes,
when he was rolling,
absolutely,
and snatching him out, which we do every single season of baseball in every single playoff series.
My point is, there's nothing was lost.
So no, it wasn't nothing lost there. So that's fine. To go to that bat though, you don't. Again, I keep going back to Travis Ishikawa. There's many other moments in the history of baseball that you don't get if you implement this go to that bat. You don't get the little underdog stories in big playoff games. You may not get Dave Roberts still in second base.
You're still
going to
get those.
Bat.
You don't get
don't
50
know.
Of these. You get one a game.
You get one a game. I don't like it. It could take
That's
away from
fine.
The moment.
No, you could have.
You know what,
Bruce Bochy.
You think Bruce Bochy with the go to that bat is going to Travis Ishikawa in that situation?
Well, he might have exhausted it the inning prior.
Yeah,
right. He might be hanging on to it for another. Like this is This is the part where I actually like it, and it's not because of the game. Think of the conversations we would have the next day on when it was implemented.
I care about the conversations.
I think it'll be awesome.
Kevin Ishikawa.
Strategy.
I'm not caring about the content the day after. I'm caring about the result of the game and the game being played the way it needs to be played. Instead, and it's not going to stop here. That's the funny part. We're going to go to that bat.
I don't think they're going to
do it. And the pitchers are going to start crying. Well, do we get a mulligan?
What are you talking about?
The golden redo? I don't like that pitch. I want to rethrow that pitch.
Right.
There's no redos, guys. What are we talking about?
We're talking about big batters. Like, so you can't have a golden redo. You can have a golden at bat, but you can't have a golden redo? Like, where's the line
here? We've done openers for a decade straight, and I'm sick.
You can do the golden pitcher. Big situation. Hey, I got one at bat. Let's go to our right closer here, and then we could reinsert him back into the game. It's not going to stop.
They don't say there's no reinsert. It's just I can put up anyone who's in the lineup one extra time at a specific spot in the game.
Forcing, I'm with four. This is another 4-on-5. Forcing pitchers to work quick when they've trained their whole life in disrupting the hitter's timing. You've done that. What else is next in baseball? What else is next?
I think it was a smashing success this season. I don't know why we're angry.
No, it was the Yankees-Dodgers saved the season. They saved the season.
Padres-Dodgers was awesome. Guardians-Yankees wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people watched that.
Well, the home run by the Guardians was amazing.
This segment brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, and we succeed, visit GoToStateLumber.com. Fun guest list will reveal on the other side. Because you want to tune in to Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. What's coming up on the game brought to you by the California Lottery? We got more just shenanigans, random stuff before we get to the meat of the show right here on The Roast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, what up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning with my boys Bonte and Shashi on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Big Pond, what is up? What is up, everybody out there on a Thursday morning, man? We made it. Thursday morning, we made it. By the way, expansion draft tomorrow. I'll say, I believe the expansion draft. Let me get my facts right. Let me get my facts right with the WNBA. But something is cooking the WNBA. I'll get that right going on in a second here.
They unveiled their jerseys yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They did. You like them?
I think they have potential. I love the color scheme. I love the initial logo. I didn't love how the jerseys presented. It's tough. You want to sell sponsorship on it because we all know that the WNBA and their revenue, they're trying to work on profitability and all that. And so you have a big Kaiser Permanente sponsorship on there, which totally makes sense. I mean, I would be doing that too. But I don't love it. It'll grow on me, though.
Expected draft is tomorrow. Tomorrow. 3:30 p.m. West Coast time. They have the fifth pick in the 2025 WNBA draft in April. But the Valkyries, of course, 13th team. Expansion draft is tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. So they're getting ready to roll here, and we'll see who's unprotected, who's not protected in the WNBA, see if they can get some talent out here and get rolling right away. But their colorways are really, really cool. Shasky, I've been back at 4 or 5 season tickets with the Valkyries because I think it'd be cool for my daughter and for the family or whatnot. I think it'd be a great atmosphere. I just don't know my schedule. You know what I mean? I don't know how that's going to work out in the summer. And, you know, selling tickets is a pain in the you-know-what.
They make it out to be easier than it is.
No.
It's much more difficult.
It's much more difficult.
And I actually think that the tiered pricing algorithms and stuff make it more tricky.
No doubt. By the way, Anthony Slater, 8:30. Matt Lively, KPIX, 9:20. If you don't know who Anthony Slater is by now, Star 95.7 Game Insider, does a great job for The Athletic covering the Golden State Warriors. He'll give us a lay of the land on Draymond's calf, Steph Curry's knee soreness, what's going on with the Warriors, Pods, Buddy, Kuminga, Wiggins. The Warriors have lost 5 in a row, and they're taking out of Houston Rockets. However, Tari Eason will be out for the Houston Rockets.
That's good.
So that kind of levels the playing field a little bit.
And they've got a back-to-back?
They've got a back-to-back. Minnesota tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And you know what Minnesota did last night?
No.
Blew out the L.A. Clippers. 108-80. So they're starting to get right.
I saw the blowout of the Lakers.
Oh, my gosh.
That made me smile.
It makes everybody smile. They beat the hell out of the Clippers. 108-80. The Lakers got smoked. Did that? Nobody's playing defense over there with the LA Lakers. So, you know, that's the Lakers. You know, LeBron is mellowing it in right now and coasting. Anthony Davis actually took a step back. I thought he was playing very good basketball. Then you look at last night and say, what the hell's going on with them? Yikes.
You know, Bonte, bringing up LeBron actually gets to one of the things that I've been trying to get to for a couple of days, but I've got a new segment where I write down notes as I watch things, you know, throughout the week transpire. Things that I go, I want to hear Bonte's opinion on. I don't want to hear 30 minutes on it, but I definitely want to hear, you know, a nice little bite-sized morsel of Bonte's opinion on something, because I do value your opinion, because as like a good friend, like, you know, I want your thoughts on stuff. So here's a new segment. We're workshopping the name. Last Minute Leftovers, Butcher's Bites. You're supposed to play some sound there, Carter.
We have it up.
Supposed to help me out there, bud.
Right, since
wow. So that's what we came up with.
Wait, hold on. 1 second.
Spadoni's out. Spadoni's out. We were workshopping this. I usually trust his judgment. We were supposed to play a bed of music underneath.
All right.
You know, I mean, we're missing on all cylinders.
Listen, all
I feel like Brandon Allen's working the board right now.
All guests on 95.7 Game appear on the River Islands guest line. It is designed for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop. All right, a couple things here. So I took Baby Chaz to Fisherman's Wharf, Ed and I, yesterday for her birthday. We're having fun in the arcade.
Cool. Yeah.
And they had this Fast and the Furious game.
Oh.
I was coming to first place, but it's like Rocky.
Yeah. Terms so you were beating your daughter?
No, she was playing. No, she was playing another game.
I
got on the
Chaz.
And I said, hey, give me the card. I want to continue. Because I was in first place. I was like, I'm going to go to Abu Dhabi. I want to go to Cuba. Anyway, I mentioned at the top of the show that it's going to be like crazy taxi today. It's like bumper cars or Carter. You never know if we're gonna play the trash button during the live read with Dan Dibley. What's going on here? And then, wait, Butcher's Bites. You hyped up the second.
I know.
And that's the sound we get. Might as well just have me go.
Just play any music so we can get this thing off the rails.
Don't play any music. Just go. We may not need music. This is a rough draft, all right?
Okay.
This is a rough draft. Just basically like Fezzi said the other day, we're just raw dogging it right now. So go.
I'm not going to say that. All right. There we go.
Oh, we're going Booker T and
the University of Miami gets left out. The penultimate 12-team playoff. They blew a 21-point lead. Bonte, you hate to see it.
No, you love to see it. Because I was locked in on that game. The quad box was rolling at 12:30. This is after Michigan-Ohio State in the morning, where everybody's talking about the brawl. And then it's like, well, we got to move off the brawl. because this 12-30 state is legit. I mean, Clemson had lost to South Carolina late in the game. You got Beamer ball down to South Carolina. I'm like, wow, what's going on? It's not even 12-30 yet. And then you get to 12-30, they got the L.A. Memorial Coliseum with Notre Dame and the All-Whites against USC. I was confused for a second. They warmed up to it. And then you got the Hurricanes at the Carrier Dome. And they're throwing up the U.
Kyle McCord.
They're talking. They got a bunch of fans up there popping their chains. And next thing you know, it is 21-21. And I said, somewhere Sam Laubman and somewhere my boy David Teller are sweating. Teller's giving me the play-by-play.
Hey, listen.
Stop it.
My boy Teller's giving me the play-by-play. And I'm like, Chris Moore, you're not going to go for it on fourth and goal. You're done. With that said, they got hosed with the playoff bracket.
Okay.
They got hosed.
All right. Flag planting.
I have to strongly disagree with you.
Okay, just stop. This is not your turn to talk.
It's not your turn to
it's
talk.
Our turn. So you're not sharing the leftovers?
No, we're not sharing leftovers.
Okay, I cook them up for you, but then you don't share.
Go to Taco Bell. He wants mine. Not yours.
Flag planting in college football has jumped the shark. It's the majority of these fields are turf. You can't even plant a flag on turf, number one. And number two, like, we get it. Everyone wants to do it. I'm kind of over it.
Now, you know what? I like flag planting. You know, shocker, right? Shocker. Bonte Hill liked flag planting. However, it did jump the shark. Now, Michigan, Ohio State, you want to plant a flag in that game? Fine. Florida State, Florida, it's a lot of volatile history there. You want to flip? Fine. But when North Carolina and North Carolina State are fighting, nobody gives a damn about that rivalry in football. When Arizona State's trying to stick a fork in Arizona's field, nobody cares about that rivalry unless you're in the state of Arizona. It has jumped the shark.
It has.
But last weekend was a lot. But it's rivalry weekend, and you know what? Bonte Hill, the kid in me, I kind of liked it. Yeah. I liked the fire. I liked the intensity. And I thought it led us to a great Saturday of football.
No one says this guy's the greatest player in the league by any stretch. But it feels like the 3-9 Cleveland Browns are the most fun team in football because of Jameis Winston. Is he the greatest roller coaster in the history of sports? I'm dead serious. No one hates this guy.
My poor guy has gone 30 for 30. Dude, you look at the graphic. He's got 446 yards passing.
He had six touchdowns, but just two of them went to the other team.
I know. Hey, did you see his pie video, by the way?
It was incredible.
He's eating apple pies with the blindfold. He led Florida State to a national championship. And then Covey and I actually drove to the Rose Bowl where he threw that game away. So he is a hell of a roller coaster ride.
All right.
Don't bring him to the Niners.
All right. Raiders Chiefs, that finish. I mean, are you kidding me? The Raiders, like Raider fans out there. I know you guys think that me and Bonte don't like you, whatever. I was pulling for you so hard to win that game. Aiden O'Connell threw dime after dime. And to end that way, I hate the Chiefs.
Yeah, Raiders got host. Let's just say, you come in, one of the referees comes in, signally for false start, place with the dead, they fumble. They got holes in that game. It sucks. But Kansas City, I'm going to say this right now, and I added old takes exposed, or freezing cold takes. I added them after that game.
Okay.
Mark my word.
Okay.
The luck runs out for Kansas City this postseason. It's done. You ain't three-peating. Okay. No, hell no. Enough's enough. Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, let's ride.
I'm with you, but you just gave me some Russell Wilson line, which I hate. Okay. All right, Joe Burrow, we found out last night on this AFC North Hard Knocks, he bought the Batmobile from the Dark Knight. He spent $3 million on it. Bonte, I'm going to read you a list of some of the greatest movie cars of all time in all of cinema. You tell me which one you're in or out on. All right? We're going to rat-a-tat-tat these. The DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Love it.
The Aston Martin from James Bond.
Oh, I love it.
The 68 Ford and Dodge Charger from Bullet.
Oh, you know I love that.
How about the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, I used to jump in my grandfather's 67 Mustang like I was one of the guys from Dukes of Hazzard. Love that car.
All right, the Ghostbuster car. Okay, that's fine. How about Herbie the Love Bug, the Volkswagen Beetle?
I do like the Volkswagen Beetle. Scooby-Mobile.
The Scooby Mobile. I didn't even think of that.
Mystery Machine.
I didn't even think of that.
There you go. Mystery Machine. This is a classic.
How about Mini Cooper in The Italian Job? That was sick.
That was
come on,
sick.
That was sick.
That was good.
What are we forgetting, boys? What's the greatest car in a movie of all time? Because I think the Batmobile that Joe Burrow bought is pretty freaking awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. He's going to pull so much. Is he married?
It's not
street legal. I hope he's not married.
It's not street legal.
Oh, it's not?
No. There was 10 of them made. He bought one of them. I guess there's only two left or something like that.
So it can only go on a freeway?
I don't know. They said it's not street legal.
Oh, boy.
It's like my golf cart.
Oh, Gran Torino?
Ooh, wow. Well, I was going to say the Pontiac Trans Am, you know, from Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, yeah, that's
with the Firebird
good.
That's always a classic.
The Firebird is nice. What did Beverly Hills Cop have? What was his car?
I forget.
Yeah, he probably had a couple of dust buckets. Eddie Murphy.
Monte, make sure you don't miss that break, bro. All right,
sorry, come on, Mike.
Well, we had so many more leftovers. We'll save them for next week.
Nissan GTR Paul Walker.
That's a good one. Hit the nitrous.
All right, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank Celebrity. 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. The Doobie Awards. Oh, I got some explanations to do with the Doobie Awards.
California, and it's plain to see, you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
What up, Oreo Cookie? What up, roasters? Hopefully you're having a great morning. As we say good morning to everybody out there, getting off the graveyard shift. If you're at work, what's happening? I like the big time Escada. Yeah, Cash Money Records in the building. All the overnight dances, you know what it is. The Doobie Awards are coming up. The doobies.
What are the doobies?
Like, and I'm going to explain.
Yeah, because you say that, and maybe I don't know because I just tuning in.
Yeah, maybe you're thinking that we're getting high on air. No, we're not doing that. Take December 20th off right now. Why? Because Morty Rose is holding down the third annual Doobie Awards, which is our award show. Our award show where we give out awards for the year. Our Rookie Roaster of the Year, which is a hard category. The Roaster of the Year. The Roast Moment of the Year. The Guest Moment of the Year. The Roast Freestyle of the Year. And many, many more awards. And this time, the roasters are invited because we're taking the show down to Laughing Monk Brewery in Sunnyvale. That's right, baby. What's so funny, Carter? What are you laughing about? I can't hear you, buddy. It's a roller coaster.
You didn't get your way, huh?
Huh? Oh, no. Well, you know, Cheetahs is down the street. I've been in contact with their manager. Joining us at Laughing Monk Brewery in Sunnyvale. We award the best moments for the show, like I mentioned, and we start at 6 o'clock, and we're feeding everybody. So you want to get there early, get a good seat. Food and beverages will be provided for all the attendees. So go to our website at 9570game.com to RSVP this event. This is the radio show of the year. This will be a big-time party. Hey, Carter, I'm working the phones, man. Now, I was driving through Broadway last Friday because I had pizza night with Baby Chaz. We do pizza night every Friday, right?
Okay.
So it's me and Chaz. We went to Tony's, right?
Yeah. So you went inside?
No, it was packed.
Yeah, that's
packed. Well, actually, we did go to Tony's. So it was an hour away, so we went across the street. I don't even know the name of the spot. No, it wasn't Original Joe's. Oh. It was a spot on the other side.
Oh, a pizza place.
Yeah.
Because right across the street
I know that. The Italian Athletic Club has something going on, too. But anyway, I'm driving through Broadway, and it's just dead. I didn't realize that some of the strip clubs were shut down, like Little Darlings. Gone.
Little Darlings is gone?
Yeah, Little Darlings is gone. Carter knows.
Swear my 18-year-old me cut my teeth.
Yeah, well, Big Al's. Remember Big Al's?
Oh, yeah, Big Al's.
Well, something next to
the silhouette.
Done. Rest in peace.
We should get my boy Norm on to kind of discuss the North Beach scene.
We should get Norm. Tell Norm,
Norm knows it better than anyone.
Hold on. And Norm, not only does he know the scene better than anybody, he knows all the managers down there.
Oh, he knows everyone.
That could get, we could get a caravan.
Shout out Norm.
Down to Sunnyvale.
What is going on
He's
here?
He's been Norm asking driving. Monte to join the spin class for months.
I haven't been there in a year and a half. Sorry, Norm, basketball season. 1 o'clock's usually nap time.
I love how he says basketball season like he's playing. Like the interpretation
season.
Like he's playing.
Court like he's Kobe or LeBron.
I
do love
that. I told you I'm going to court like I'm Kobe or LeBron.
But you know what, Monte? The doobies, right? I just want to make this very clear to everyone. Yeah, we're giving out awards. Really, it's about the fans. It's about celebrating our audience, and it's about us throwing a huge party where we just happen to be giving out awards for the year. So more than anything, we just want to like say thank you to the people that are out there. And we're going to go down to Sunnyvale. We're going to Laughing Monk. It's going to be a great day. We want you to be there because we want to be able to say thank you to our audience. Well, without our audience, we don't have a station.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't want to say thank you to some of you guys. Like if BPA walks through the door, I'm not saying thank you to him.
Well, I'll give him a big hug.
You know,
I did ask if he was going to be there yesterday, and he said that he does not think he'll be able to make it.
No, of course he's not going to come.
Well, then that might disqualify him for Roaster of the Year.
It will not disqualify him.
Well, he shouldn't be the Roaster of the Year. I mean, is he really the Roaster of the Year, folks?
I think he's been pretty good
this year. It's a very deep field, but he's put up some good numbers this year.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't been good. He's been inconsistent. He's waffled on. Like, you can't rip Steve Wilkes, say he's that terrible, and then 3 weeks into the season say, boy, we really missed Steve Wilkes.
Well, they made a worse hire.
Maybe he pivoted instead of panicked.
No, no, he.
What does it take to be a good roaster, then? What is the criteria here?
He's got to have consistency with good phone calls. You have to be engaged. You have to know the rhetoric and the dialogue. You can't be condescending. You have to just bring it every single. Or when you do call, you make him count.
Ponte.
Like Nick in San Jose makes him count.
Yeah, he's good.
He makes him count. Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge makes it count.
But there are different characters. Like if this were Seinfeld and you're Jerry, he'd be your Newman.
He probably would be.
That's a good comp.
That is a great, very good comp. That is a good comp.
You know?
He probably is. See, if he's not going to come.
Every king needs a villain.
If he's not going to come. See, you try to get on my bad side this morning. I got like 6 hours of sleep. I'm feeling good today. All right? You want to get on my bad side?
Like how that's a lot of sleep for us.
Yeah, it's actually embarrassing. I was looking at my sleep patterns, too. Stu got some. One thing you probably forgot about was Stu Gotts joined us.
He says you age a decade every
year. Exactly.
Doing morning radio.
And I think about that a lot.
I think about it every day.
I think about
it every
day.
Look at the bags under my eyes.
Yeah. You said it, not me.
I mean, it's true.
That's how that Zoom in the other day. Bully was like, yo, he needs some sleep, dude. I was like, yeah, I know. See, Oscar DPA. BPA's and Jim Tom Sula of callers.
No, I disagree.
He's also telling me if I go to Cheetahs, ask for Valentina.
Keep that in your pants.
Well, no, what I do? That's what he's just saying. He said, ask for Valentina. She'll hook us up. They're going to come. I'm telling you, dude. I want live dancers. I want mascots.
You know who I'm inviting?
People, they say, hey, is the Doobie Award show pet friendly? I'm sure we can make some accommodations.
Well,
262, our guests allowed to be high. You don't think people are coming high to this?
It is legal. I was going to invite mayoral-elect Daniel Lurie.
Oh, you should.
I'm going to. I want him and his family to come on down because he says his son listens to the show every day. I'm like, I hit up, you know, Annie, and I was like, yo, tell him to come on down. Let's do this.
Come down. Daniel Lurie could come down. He's a busy guy.
Oh, no doubt. But, I mean, make time for the roast.
Well, has he been sworn in yet as mayor?
No, he has not.
That's
not
today. I think that's January 8th.
Yeah, so he's got time.
He's got time. Oh, yeah, inauguration season's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They got to certify the San Francisco election, too, I'm sure, right? That'll go well.
Question from the booth. What are the criteria? The roasters should determine who the roaster of the year is. See, I like that because it's up to us to decide who the roaster of the year is. But I would love audience participation on who the roaster of the year is. So go ahead and shoot your shot. Like a guy like Zucci Man who listens to the show all the time. Zucci Man would know who the roaster of the year. Like, who would he pick? Who would Oscar VPA pick? Cover charge. Cover charge, Oreo Cookie. There's no cover charge for this. You're going to be eating for free, baby. Yeah. EPA in the house. Bring the thugs. Bring the bloods. Bring the crits. Bring everybody. Bring your baby mamas, your baby. Well, maybe not the bloods. Of course, we don't need them in the same building. That could get a little sketchy, you know? And Shasky would say, the Hatfields and the McCoys.
It's been fun seeing all these like roasters interacting with each other as well, because we always, you know, interact with them individually, but like we never see like Tony and Nick and Berkeley together. We never see like
Are we sure
Adam
they're coming?
And... Oh, they said they're coming.
I know Rob has said Bruto. We've seen Rob has said Bruto. We used to always come to the pregame show at the Hilton Hotel. Yeah. Rob's the best. He used to have the baseball bats, and that's when I stole from him. I go, where you sitting at, Rob? He goes, oh, I'm sitting with Jesus. I was like, what? So I was like, that's so good. So I dropped that on somebody the other day. I was like, yeah, I was at the Super Bowl sitting with Jesus, and they all cracked. I'm like, oh, my God, that's such a good line. I was like, yeah, I stole that from this guy named Rob has said Bruto. I'm excited for the doobies, man. This is going to be a hoot. I've been waiting on this one, man. This is, I can't believe it actually came to fruition. I had so many doubts. So many doubts. And it actually happened. Thanks to Laughing Monk Brewery. Shout out to Mondo, Sam, my boy Leo, and, of course, Matt Nahegan. We had to prod him a little bit. Prod him. I don't like, look, the Irish Cultural Center was a factor. I was down for that one, but then I start thinking about food trucks and this, and I'm like, dude, I'm just wondering where we spend it. Like, what are we doing there?
I was ready to come out of pocket.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. Because then I would be forced to come out of pocket. It's like, oh, well, got to match this guy.
Well, no, I wanted to celebrate with everybody, you know? No, I wanted to celebrate with our audience. I want to say thank you to them. Like, this has been a